We begin with the next step toward commercial spaceflight for Spaceport America with the arrival of Spaceship Two. Tell us about it.
Spaceship Two is on our cover along with the staff that is based in New Mexico for Virgin Galactic, and there's a bunch of them. This really is bringing jobs to the area, and it's a beautiful aircraft and spaceship, and we've got it on the cover. So look for that in this Friday's edition of the Bulletin. Also on page three, we've got a really good story about the Pat Garrett Festival that's coming up February 29th at the Rio Grande Theater. They're going to feature a reenactment of the trial of the murderers of Henry Fountain. Albert Fountain was also killed that day, but Sheriff Garrett's investigation was unable to show whether he and his son had been ambushed or what happened that day. But there was a trial in the murder of Henry. They're going to reenact that trial using the actual transcripts, and then there'll be a Q&A with the audience afterwards. That should be pretty cool. That's, again, February 29th at the Rio Grande Theater. On page six, our publisher Richard Coltharp writes about the return of the 1970 Aggies basketball squad. They took NMSU to the NCAA Final Four 50 years ago this year under the guidance of legendary coach Lou Henson. It's a great read, a really good column. Richard had some fun with that one. He went to the game, of course. And on page 17, we have a big donation, $30,000 from Walmart to the Community of Hope. And the roots of that donation go back to a classroom project, a little girl at the J. Paul Taylor Academy who wanted to get some money for the Community of Hope, and it just steamrolled, and Mike Cook wrote a great story about how that happened and how we got to where we are today.
It's amazing the impact that children can have on our community.
Absolutely. It sure
and inspiring.
They do. They inspire us. And we go to the other end of the spectrum, and instead of talking about children, on our seniors page, page 34, I was able to go over to the Belt and Bridge Center, which is also doubles as a dance hall. It's over on East Madrid Street. And I got to talk with John Randall, who teaches people how to play bridge of all ages, all skill levels. And it's a really nice facility. And because it doubles as a bridge center and a dance floor, all the tables and the chairs have little tennis balls on the legs so that it doesn't get scruffed. So it's a cool place. I enjoyed going over and visiting. On page 35, I was able to write a story about Natural Relief. That's a hemp business that is really growing by leaps and bounds here in Doñana County, and they're rehabilitating a building on Batam Memorial West. Nicole Fuchs was the person that I talked to for the article. She's one of their operations managers, and she gave me a great tour of the place. So check that out on page 35. And of course, there's lots more local news, arts, calendars, and entertainment, as well as educational content in every issue of the Bulletin. So pick one up this Friday at newsstands all over Las Cruces.
Thank you, Jess.
You betcha.